Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good whatever it is till you make it good. My name is Jay King. Welcome to the Jay King Show on KBLA Talk 1580 right here in Los Angeles. We got a good one for you. Today we're talking about the music business, radio in particular. You know, the music business and radio. Do you really want to play this game? Are you cut out to play this game? If you're a musician, an artist, a songwriter, a record label owner, a production company owner, if you're a publisher, if you're in the music business in any way, form, or fashion, and you're trying to get a record to become a hit, that record is probably going to have to come by way of radio. It's going to have to be on some type of radio station in some format and some type of rotation in order for you to get the maximum push on the record. Of course, you've heard people say that they've gone viral and that they've had hit records from having a viral record, and those happen, but they happen few and far between. And the power of radio is what we're going to talk about, the game of the music business, and are you prepared to play this game? Do you really want to play? My name is Jay King. I am the president and CEO of the California Black Chamber of Commerce. I am the leader and creator of the group Club Duvo. I do a radio show right here on KBLA Talk 1580, but I also do a show on 97.5 FM, KDEE in Sacramento every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm on from 3 to 5 p.m. And then I do a morning podcast called Kings in the Morning on thejkingnetwork.com, or you can go to my Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com/JAYKING, the number 3, and you can listen to Kings in the Morning 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time from Monday through Friday. It's a crazy and zany show. It's not like the show I'm doing here. It's a lot of wild people on the show saying a lot of wild things, and if you get your feelings hurt, really, it's probably not a show you want to listen to. If you're looking for something politically correct, it is not the show to listen to, I promise you. But this show today is on music, the music business. The show is the music business and the radio game. You want to play? A lot of people think they do. They act like they do. But this is a rough and tumble game. And if you have feelings, it's probably not a game for you. If you get your if you're offended easily, it's probably not a game for you. If you need support, it's probably not the game for you to play, because those things don't readily happen. Certain things have to happen in order for encouragement, support, and camaraderie to take place. You have to become a winner in a game that is made up primarily of losers. And I don't say that lightly. There are well over a half a million projects released every year in the United States. Less than 1% sell 2,500 units or more. Of the half a million, less than 1% will sell 2,500 units, and that includes downloads or more. Less than 1%. A lot of people bet their lives on it, but they don't put their lives in it. They don't. They're not ready to suffer for it. You have to be ready to suffer for this business, not just for the business, but for the love of your music. And I know I've done it before. When I first did Rumors, I sold everything I owned to put that record out, and people laughed at me and laughed at the record. As a matter of fact, most people thought the record was a garbage record and that it should have never been made, and that they thought I made it in my garage. True story. And if I had to wait for radio to pick that record up, it was never going to happen. But there's something about music, the vibration of music, and what music says, and then the conviction that you marry to the music that will get people to buy in to your creation. And that's what I did. I got people to buy into the idea that Rumors was a great record. At the time that Rumors came out, nobody had big, powering drums and a bass and a melody that sound like sing, talk, rapping. It was just, there was R&B and there was rap. And rap records were rap records, and R&B was R&B, and there was no crossing the lines on either. And that's what the record did. It changed my life. But it also taught me a valuable lesson about the power of radio and the music business itself. And I remember my mama saying, if what you do make you who you are, then you ain't squat. It was another S word, and it wasn't squat. And it sat with me then, and it sits with me more now. A lot of people do this business because this business makes them who they are. And that's why only 1% of people out here are selling more than 2,500 downloads or 2,500 units, because they're in it a certain kind of way. Most people are, you know, they try to make money. They want to be stars. You know, they want to feed their ego, and you got to get beyond that. And we all start there, but you have to get beyond that if you're going to be good. You know, in the dope game, they say don't get high off your own supply. And a lot of times, musicians, you know, they get high off their own music. They think their music is great. They listen to what's on the radio, and they say, man, what I'm doing sounds way better than what's on the radio. But everybody thinks that. Everybody on the radio thinks that their music sounds better than everybody that's not on the radio, and that's why they're not on the radio. And everybody who's not on the radio thinks their music sounds better than everybody that's on the radio. And if they got on the radio, they do just as good as the people that are on the radio. As a matter of fact, they do better. And when you get into that part of the game, you're on the wrong road. Let me just say, the music business is a wonderful business. And if you love music, there's no better way to express yourself than through song. So today we're going to get into it. We're going to get into the music business and radio. The question is, are you ready to play? Because I don't know how many people are ready to learn the rules and then apply the rules to their product, to their music, to their company, to their group. But just imagine somebody playing basketball and running with the ball because they don't know the dribble, or somebody getting on the football field and running on that field without a helmet on, and running football and putting their head down to go against somebody with a helmet on their head. Wouldn't be good, would it? Well, a lot of you all do the equivalent of that when you come into this game and you don't understand the rules of engagement. Now, we all hope to have a hit record. That is the quest for any songwriter, any producer, any record label, any recording artist, is to get that hit record, that record that resonates with the public. And that happens most often through radio airplay. Even today, people are listening to some type of radio, whether it's online radio, whether it's streaming radio, whether it's over the airwaves, there's traditional radio, AM, FM radio. Most people are listening to some type of device that we could call radio, whether it's Pandora, Spotify, or Apple Music. Those are still radio, forms of radio. We just call them streaming services now. But it's music that you plop on and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start talking about how we're going to navigate, you know, how we're going to get on the radio, how do you know who at radio to get the music to, or what kind of radio station
mm-hmm.
is going to play your music? Now, I have a radio station, 97.5 FM KDEE mm-hmm. in Sacramento. We stream live. We also are on the FM dial 97.5. We are a community radio station. We're a low-powered FM radio station, but because we play such good music and because we have great programming, we have a captive audience for music. And we play the classic hits, R&B, jazz, pop. We play the classic hits. But we also play new artists, artists like you. As a matter of fact, you guys, if you listen to me, you have discovered some of those artists listening to our podcast in the morning or listening to me streaming live from 97.5 FM KDEE. As a matter of fact, on March 23rd, there are a group of us that are going to perform who music has primarily played on 97.5 FM KDEE. Artists like Lucky Witherspoon, the reason why you know him is because we played him on our radio station, and other people started picking you up. Sean Rayford, another guy, saxophonist, we played on KDEE, and other stations started playing him up. Joe Levy, right here in Sacramento, Joe Levy was 50 years old before he actually started making records. And Sean Rayford was 56. So, and me, I'm 62 years old, still making records. I have a record on the charts right now with Club Nouveau called It's All Right. And we're here to tell you that there's a game out here called the music business and the game of radio. And they go hand in hand with each other. And how you grow, what you become, and how you make an impact is going to have a lot to do with how you address radio. So my name is Jay King. You're tuned into KBLA Talk 1580, Los Angeles, California. We'll be right back. How long was that, Mike? How was that? Okay, you guys. Okay, so let me tell you guys. Vinny, hi. Hey, Sean Rafer. Hey, Stephanie. I can't talk to you guys in the middle of the show so that you guys know that in the middle of the show I'm doing it and we cannot, I cannot break rank with the conversation because it makes Mike's job a lot harder when he starts to edit the show. So this show is recorded and edit it, and then it airs later on Saturday and Sunday. However, hey, Lynn, at the end of the show, if you have questions or if you want to make a statement, hey, One Way 707, if you have questions or you want to make a statement, that is the time to do it at the end of the show. Hey, Mike. Can you pull up a couple of songs for me?
Yeah, which one? The Sean Rayford's?
Yeah, pull up a Sean Rayford song for me. Pull up a Joe Levy record for me. Pull up a Ricky. Ricky Jones has a record called Tone, T-O-N-E. Pull that up for me. And pull up Lucky Witherspoon, Love to Give, or Love Changes Things.
Yeah, I have In the Moment. Is that okay right here? You like it?
Yeah, In the Moment, yeah. So we're going to start, but we're going to start in a minute. Okay? So I'm going to come back to, okay. You're tuned into the Jay King Show at KVLA Talk 1580. My name is Jay King, and we're talking about the music business and the radio game, and are you ready to play? Some people will tell you that radio isn't as important to artists today as it was yesterday. And those people could never be so wrong. You're not going to reach as many people through different sites the way you will, through different avenues the way you will with radio. Radio is still king. And when you start talking about reporting radio stations, stations that report to media base and other entities that track radio, they are so powerful that they influence the whole sphere of radio, not just reporting stations, but college stations, community stations, small stations in small cities. These reporting stations have so much power, so much influence, that they influence Sirius XM, and they influence Spotify and Pandora. They all go hand in hand with each other. That's how important terrestrial radio still is today. Now, can you have a hit record and not be on terrestrial radio, AM, FM radio? Of course you can. But it's a lot harder work. It is, you have to have a diligent plan, and most independent artists don't. But most independent artists don't have the dollar as well to compete with radio to pay the dollars. If you're going to if you have an R&B record, for instance, and you want to get on the R&B charts, you're going to have to hire an experienced radio promotion guy who knows how to go to radio stations and present your record, present all of the data that comes with your record, somebody who knows how to set up your record before you go to radio, so by the time you get to radio, you have a story to tell. A lot of times, radio reacts to the story that's being told. So let's just say, for instance, a guy like Sean Rayford. Sean Rayford has built a following by playing anywhere you ask him to play. If it's a birthday party, Sean Rayford's there. If it's a wedding, Sean Rayford's there. If it's a festival, Sean Rayford is there. So by doing that, Sean Rayford's name is being spoken about so much that people start saying, hey, have you heard of Sean Rayford? Have you heard his music? Do you know Sean Rayford? Yeah, Sean Rayford played for me. So Sean Rayford starts to build a name for himself in his own neighborhood. Well, because of the radio station that's in his neighborhood, guess what? Now somebody says, are you playing Sean Rayford's music? And you say, no, I'm not. And they say, why not? He's all over the place. And then you say, well, send me the record. And then you listen to Sean Rayford's record. And if Sean Rayford has a good record, guess what? Sean Rayford's going to get his shot. But let's say Sean Rayford played all over the city. And everybody, you know, he's at the barbecues. He's at the picnics. He's at the weddings. He's at the bar mitzvahs. He's everywhere. But Sean Rayford doesn't have a piece of product. He shoots himself in the foot. Sean Rayford, unless Sean Rayford just wants to play local, if he's trying to be a national star, international star, he has to walk into the game with a plan saying that. And that's all of you. If you just want to be local, then you can do it any way you want to. There doesn't have to be a rhyme or reason, because you're going to stay local, and you can figure out a plan. You can play in people's backyards. You can do whatever you want to do. But if you have a plan, if your idea is to make yourself into a national recording artist, you have to act like one from the very beginning. From the very beginning. You can't have a local mindset with an international dream. They don't go together. And then you have some people that they do all the pretend stuff, all the stuff that make them look big, make them look like they're happening. But it's not real. It's a lot of fluff and stuff. And so what they do is they go out and you know, you can see their names, and they're on these different charts, and they're, you know, they're in different parts of the world, and they look big. But the charts that they're on have a listenership of maybe a viewership of maybe 100 people, 200 people. They're not making an impact. Again, this is somebody who is in the business, but they're not ready for the game. Because that's what the music business is. The music business is a game, and it's a game between music and radio and how you play it and how you develop yourself in that game. And if you don't understand that part of it, if you don't say movement by movement, this is my plan, you will end up nowhere fast. And I see a lot of independent artists, and there's a lot of great music out here. So when I hear people say there's not that, you know, there's no more good music, you know, that's not true. There's a lot of great music out here. There are a lot of great music artists out here. But I got to say to you, all you great musicians and great songwriters and great producers and great artists, you're lazy when it comes to the mechanical part of this, when it comes to the business, when it comes to building a real game plan. You don't put the same work in. You don't work the same way for it as you do as when you're in the studio recording a record, getting that song, or styling yourself for the photo session, or making sure that all your music is registered at Sound Exchange properly so you can get paid. Or if you're a songwriter and publisher, that you are with one of the PROs, whether it's CSAC, ASCAP, or BMI, and understanding that a PRO is simply a short way of saying performing rights organization. And in order to be a writer who gets paid for your songs playing on any radio, you have to be affiliated with a PRO. But there are so many elements to it. And I don't care what you do on this side of the game, which on the music side, if you don't have some type of plan for radio, how do I get to radio? It doesn't have to be today. It doesn't have to be tomorrow. But there has to be a channel up through the ranks of the music business for you to get to radio. Because if you don't, you will be lost in the high tide, unless you're a hard worker. And if you're a hard worker, what you will do is you will do all the grit work to find fans one at a time and build an army. And your army will start to develop and grow and spread. And eventually you're going to get to radio because your army's going to see to it. So no matter what, in order to have real success in this business, and there's only been a handful of artists that have been able to break through the radio barrier through to the industry, a very, 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 very small group of artists that have been able to do such a thing. And as much as I would like to tell you that you're going to be one of them, I can't. I can tell you that if you want to be successful in this business, you're going to have a great plan. And you're going to have to rethink that plan, and you're going to have to do the same work that you did making the record, planning how you're going to be successful with the record. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about how to get to radio one fan at a time. My name is Jay King. You're tuned into the Jay King Show. at KBLA Talk 1580. We'll be right back. Hey, Minna, what's happening? Hey, Amar. All right, you guys, again, let me just say that you guys can't talk to me during when I can't respond to you when I'm talking during the show. I can talk to you afterwards in the breaks, like right now. But at the end of the show, if you want to type something and say something to me, I will read that at the end of the show. It's a question. I will answer that at the end of the show as well. I just want you guys to know that, okay? So just know that that's how this tootsie is rolling today. All right? You ready?
Yeah, tell me again that name you, Jones, you mentioned earlier.
Ricky Jones. Ricky Jones is called Tone, T-O-N-E. Did you find it?
No, but I will. Was there another name that I didn't know?
Did you get Joe Levy?
Lucky Joe.
Joe Levy.
Sean.
Rayford. And Lucky Witherspoon.
Okay,
Lucky Witherspoon.
Yep, I got all them.
Okay. All right, you ready? Thank you, Vinny.
Yep, here it comes. 10-minute segment, please.
10-minute segment? 10-minute. It's the Jay King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Jay King, and we're talking about business and the radio game. Are you ready to play? Music is a business, you all. And when you start creating music, you are a businessman or woman creating a product. And that product has a value to it. And the way the value of your product is going to be weighed is based on how you present it. And a lot of times you all have great music, not great presentations of the music. And so the music is lost on deaf ears. People don't hear it. People don't know that you have music out. As a matter of fact, oftentimes we get caught in our own small circle. And because everybody in our circle knows about the music, we think everybody knows about the music. And, you know, Instagram and TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, those are all little bitty worlds. And in those little bitty worlds, your world gets even smaller. So I've had people before say to me, man, did you see what I posted on Facebook? I say, no, I didn't, because I'm a post and runner. I'm not really on Facebook. I just post on Facebook, and I run. But I know that there's a life inside of Facebook that I'm not familiar with because I'm not in it like that. And that's why you guys can't just be in these little worlds and think that you're going to move the needle, or because you have 300 likes, that those likes will amount to a sale of any sort, because that's not necessarily so. As a matter of fact, I believe they say that if you have a conversion rate of 5% on social media, you're doing great. But most conversion rates are at 1% or less. So just imagine as you start putting numbers together what that looks like, even with 10,000 likes, 5% or 1%, and just what it looks like. You have to decide that you're going to go all in. And if you don't have the financial wherewithal to do it, then you have to have the creative, ingenious, methodical movement towards success. And that means you have to use brain power, yours and the brain power of others. That means that you have to be willing to ask for help, sometimes partner with other people on March 23rd, John Rayford, Jay King, Joe Levy, and Lucky Witherspoon are performing together. What we used as a promotional apparatus for social media and 97.5 FM KDEE. General admission ticket is $50. A VIP ticket is $100. We'll be sold out of VIP tickets probably sometime tomorrow. How do we do that? How are we able to sell out a venue with 300-plus people? And it's using each of our fan base and our ability to reach out and connect with people that are invested in us, whether it's emotionally, musically, or otherwise. And you don't use this as a one-off. You use it as a springboard if you're smart. So there's four of us. And if we each brought 85 people from our own fan base to a show, we sell it out. On March 23rd, each of us will get a chance to see who we are and how effective we are in the marketplace based on how many people we can bring to a venue for one night to see us. And that's going to be telling. It's going to be telling for each individual artist of who they are and how effective their game plan is, their marketing plan, their reach. It's going to tell them how effective they are, not just in the city they're in, but in the rest of the country, in the rest of the world. You guys have to take real data, not the data you make up in your head, not the stories you tell yourself, but real data on who you are and what you bring to the table when it comes to marketing, promotions, advertising, and connectivity to your audience. I say this to each independent artist that's listening to me today. If you feel like you're really making an impact, and what I want you to do is tonight get on your social media, go to your fan base, and ask each of your hardcore fans to contribute $100 to a campaign to help you get on radio. And if you can get 1,000 people to contribute $100, you will have $100,000 for radio. If you can get 500 people to contribute $100, you will have $50,000 for radio. If you can get 100 people, you will have $10,000 for radio. If you can get 50 people, you will have $5,000 for radio. So you get the gist of what I'm saying. So the first thing I'm going to say to you is, if you really want to be in this game, stop playing games with yourself. Be honest with you. Hold yourself accountable. Call yourself out. If you're really serious about this, make it your business to bring anywhere from 2 to 5 fans into your circle every day. I mean real fans, people that you connect to and that connect to you. 2 to 5, that's all I'm asking for. I promise you it'll be more difficult than the way you hear it to come off my lips. You do that, and over time, you're going to find out that from those 2 to 5, maybe 25-30% of them stick, others will leave. And that's how you start to build your fan base. You really want to find out how great of a fan base you have, I want you to go on your social media. And people that you see who come on to see you every day that shout out to you, that say your name and you say their name, I want you to say, hey, Renee Chapman, I'm thinking about doing a show in Las Vegas. I would love to do it at your house. Do you think you can get 30 or 40 people to come in? They don't have to pay anything. It'll be a donation based on my performance and what I'm doing. And if Renee Chapman says, yeah, I'll do that for you, Jay, and Renee gets 30 or 40 of her friends, on Friday I'm at Renee's house, and on Saturday I call John Beckman and say, John, could you get 30 or 40 of your friends to come watch me perform? And there's no charge, but I would love for it to be a donation. And John Beckman says, yeah, I can do that for you, Jay. And then on Sunday, I call Teresa Ayers, and I say the same thing to her. And she said, I'll do that, Jay. That weekend, I would have played in somewhere between 90 and 120 people that weekend. If I can recruit 10 to 20% of them that weekend, I've just got 12 to 24 new fans. And if I make that my mission every week or every other week to be in a different city, doing that kind of work, that kind of business, now I'm in the game. Now I can start to figure out how much money does it cost me to go into a city, into a state, into an area and work my business. And my business is music. And you never know in what household, with what friend, what song that somebody connects with that's at a position, in a position, holding a position that can help you move to the next level. That will be that one. That one watching you and saying to you, I like the way you're in the game. I want to be on your team. That's how you get in this game. And believe it or not, that's how you get to radio. It's a long game. And it's hard and tedious, and it's not easy. And most people will walk away from it before they delve in it. And that's just the honest to goodness truth about the game we're playing. The music game. The radio game. You ready to play? My name is Jay King, and you're tuned into KBLA Talk 1580. We'll be right back. Hey, Mike, that was 10 minutes, right? I went at 6:57, right?
I'm counting 12.
Okay.
It's okay.
I went 12 minutes?
Yeah, that was 12.
Okay, I thought, yeah, because of 7:09, I thought it was 6:57 to 7:07, but I was like, shit, did I, was it 6:57 or 6:59? So I went,
No worries.
Okay, so what do you want me to thank you, Janet Marie. Hey, what's happening, Stank Funk, a.k.a. EMAC?
Two three-minute segments here, two short segments.
Okay.
Plus the Highlands.
Okay. I do play music, but not by – so, Vinny, I don't know what you mean. Do I play music by request? On the radio I do, but not on this show. But I'll tell you in just a minute, you guys. As I told you guys, I can't talk about this until at the end of the show, and then I'll let you guys ask any question you guys can, and I'll deal with it then. All right? This show is sponsored by Highlands Community Charter School. If you're 22 years or older without a high school diploma, Highlands Community Charter School is where you ought to be. Not only will they help you earn your high school diploma, they'll help you find a career pathway, and it doesn't cost a dime, just time and effort. 916-844-2283 is the number. 916-844-2283. And remember, it's never too late to get your life in order. All right. It's the J.T. Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I hope you guys are enjoying this show. I hope if you're not a recording artist or somebody in the music business, if you're hearing this show, I hope you send it to somebody who is, because I think there's some information here that they might be able to glean from. And we're talking about the music business and the radio game and how they work hand in hand together. And what it takes to be in this business. And number one, you have to love music. You have to genuinely love music. If you're making music because you want to be famous, you probably won't do well. And if you do happen to do well in the music business because you want to be famous, you'll be empty at some place in this game. Whether you make it through or not, you're going to get off track. I know I've seen it. I've seen people who love it and get caught up. But those who are really chasing fame and get caught up, man, when they fall, the fall is terrible. And oftentimes they don't recover. So I'm going to say to you, if you love music, pursue it. And be shameless about it. You have to love it with all your might. You have to give it everything you got. But you also have to know that it is a business. And you have to respect it. You know, music is an incredible vehicle to ride on. It's, I have, the one thing I know is that God has blessed me with a wonderful life, because my life has been music. Since I've been an adult, 22 years old, I was in the music business. And here I am, 62 years old, and I'm in the music business. And I feel young and vibrant, alive and awake. I have a record that's out right now with my group, Club Nouveau. My group is 38 years old, and here we are on the charts with all these youngsters. And I believe it has a lot to do with my love of music and the pursuit of the business and the game, understanding the game, not being afraid of it, and being willing to put it all on the line. I'm one of those guys that will, for my record, I will sell this house to keep my record alive. That's how much I'm into it. You have to be willing to put it on the line. Are you willing to sleep in your car? You willing to eat ramen noodles? Are you willing to starve for it? Because you have to be in order for it to bloom for you the gifts it will. You're tuned into the J. King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. We'll be right back to close this thing out. That was it, Mike. You said 3 minutes.
No, that was good. Very good, good, good.
Okay, you guys, after this, You guys can fire away. You can ask questions. You can talk, because this is where, or if you want to call in, 515-605-9376, press the number 1. You can say what you want to say. You ready, Mike? It's the J. King Show at KBLA Talk 1580. I'm J. King. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. I really enjoyed talking about the music business and the radio game, because they go hand in hand. And a lot of times people defeat themselves with radio, saying things like it's too much money, you know, I don't know if I can handle that, so they walk into this thing the wrong way. And I've got to be honest with you, doing radio is a lot of money. You know, the Club Nouveau record, out the box we had to spend $40,000, out the box, You have to give $40,000 to the guy working so he can do his work, so he can go around the country and he can do what he has to do. And in about 4 weeks after that, 4 or 5 weeks, you got to give him $20,000. That's $60,000 right there. But guess what? Now your record's on the charts and your record is making noise and people are hearing it in places like Rayville, Louisiana. Never heard of Rayville, Louisiana, until a friend of mine named Landra heard the record in a convenience store. And she told somebody, that's my friend's record. Yesterday, a young lady, Stephanie Poole, who I know from Vallejo, but who lives in Virginia, she was sitting in a bar, and they started playing our record, and she recorded it and put it on Facebook. That's when you know that your record is impacted. And it's an exciting feeling. Now, for me, it is refreshing because when I first did Rumors, I did not get the feeling, the queasy feeling that they say you get when you get a hit record, because it was such hard work. I never felt that, you know, oh, my God, this is a hit. I can't wait. It was a hard-fought battle for me, and it was bittersweet. But as a grown man, older and mature, I am thankful and excited and appreciative of the fact that when my window opened, that I was ready. A lot of you all are ready for your window when it opens, or you've allowed the time to pass you by because you're not healthy enough, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually, to get through that window. And for me, the window is open, and I'm going through it, and I'm doing it with everything inside of me. So look for Club Nouveau in a city near you. My name is Jay King, and this is the Jay King Show on KBLA Talk 1580. I'll see you next time.
Especially if you're broken and you need
All right, you guys. So now, everybody, now, if you wanted to say something, hey, Toy, how you doing, baby? If you guys want to say something, if you guys want to make a statement, if you want to ask a question, you can call 515-605-9376, 515-605-9376, and press the number 1. If you're already on and you want to say something, press the number 1, and we'll... And Amar Khalil, who is in 3TOB, who was also in the group Tony, 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 the lead singer for Tony, Tony, Tony after Ray left, said, and that can be very tough. So I hope he gives me context to what that is. Vinny says, It's All Right is a great hit. It deserves all the airplay and sales it can get. From your mouth to God's ear, Miss Vinnie Barrett. Vinnie Barrett wrote, I believe, Three Ring Circus for Blue Magic. What other songs have you written, Vinnie? Vinnie Barrett is a songwriter out of the Washington, D.C., Philadelphia area. Yeah, so if you guys look up Vinnie Barrett, you'll see that she's a great songwriter. Also, she's written songs with Preston Glass and Blue Magic. Yeah, she worked. Yeah, Blue Magic. Yeah, she wrote for Blue Magic. But she wrote other songs as well. To being in shape. Oh, yeah, he said to being in shape mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and all. Charissa said I heard a lot of good feedback about It's All Right. We're getting a lot of great feedback. But let me tell you what else we're getting, you guys. Because we're a group from the 80s, there are some program directors that don't want to play the record. That are saying, I don't want to play a group from the 80s, even though it's a good record. So you're going to have some of that prejudice, and you have to be willing to look past that. You can't let that kind of thing bother you, because those people will come back around. I remember when I did Tootsie Roll, and they said that Tootsie Roll would never play in Los Angeles. And it wasn't until I sold a million singles that they had to play it in Los Angeles. So eventually they played it. So that's just the way that goes. John Beckman said, do more people listen to pay radio like Sirius versus regular radio these days? No. No, John Beckman. Terrestrial radio is still number one. So Benny wrote, Love Won't Let Me Wait. Let the Sideshow Begin. I Just Don't Want to Be Lonely. Just As Long as We Have Love. And a song with you, Jay, called Unconditional Love. Yes, you wrote a song with me called Unconditional Love by Ron Tyson, who's the tenor vocal for The Temptations. Yeah. So Vinnie Barrett. And one day, I'm going to have Vinnie come on Kings in the Morning so she could tell you her story. Because even though she wrote all those songs, she'll tell you some of the mistakes that she made. I'm sure she wishes if she could do it over again, she would have never let people trick her into. Oh, you got your ticket for the 23rd? Thank you, Phyllis. So I would love to have Vinnie come on one of the Kings in the Mornings just so you guys can hear her story, because I think it's a very powerful story. And this is why it's important that you know your business. She said, I have a new song out by Russell Tompkins Jr. of the Stylistics on the album, two songs with Preston Glass called Riding Solo, and If Tonight Is All We Ever Have. It's not just that, Janet Marie. It's not just not having proper leadership. It's understanding the business, and that there are going to be people that'll tell you that they're looking out for you, and if you trust those people that are supposed to look out for you to do just that, and they don't, there's nothing you can do to get that back. You know, you can't say, well, I trusted that person, and that's why I did that. I trusted you, because those people will say, no, you made this decision on your own. So I'm hoping that one day Benny will come on and tell her story, because I just think it's important for folks not to make those, you know, not to be duped in those kind of ways, but still a brilliant songwriter. And what I love about Vinnie is she still has the energy of a young person, you know. And you don't have to ask twice. I would love to do that. I have a lot to tell. So we're going to get you on, Vinnie. We'll get you on Kings in the Morning. It comes on every Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 11 to 1 your time. And I think people would be amazed by your story. What's happening, Ali?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you a question, Jay King.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to ask you, and we appreciate everything that you're doing with the teaching of the music business through your experience. I wanted to ask you, why do you teach, though? Like, because I know a lot of artists out there, they don't even want to say nothing about the music business. They don't want to teach nobody nothing about how it goes or what to do. And I just want to ask, because we appreciate you, why do you do it? Like, why do you teach people to about the business?
I got to be honest with you, Ali. A lot of musicians that you think would be able to teach somebody, they don't know, because it's not the part of the business they did. They had other people that do that part of the business. So it's not that they don't want to teach anybody. It's just they probably can't speak about it in terms from the business aspect, because they had people doing the business part. They didn't do it. And so if you're not doing the business part, it's difficult to tell somebody how to do something you didn't do. But I don't think it's that they don't want to tell anybody. I think a lot of times they just don't know. You know, and some people don't want to say, you know, I messed up. You know, I trusted somebody else to do this part for me. Can we get Mike on Kings in the Morning sometime? Mike, John Beckman want to know if you can come on Kings in the Morning sometime.
Yeah, we'd love to have you, Mike. We're going
to
tear you up.
And let me tell you another reason why. I think that sometimes, you know, it's, I don't want you competing with me. I'm not going to teach you what I know. Sometimes it's that thing. But I've been in business enough to know that there are some people that are that become bigger than me, that have helped me. And they started off behind me, but they got big. And when things get good for them, they've called me and said, hey, man, you helped me. Let me help you. So
yeah, that's
so
good.
You never know who you're going to help that's going to become that mother figure. And, you know,
right. Right. Well, we appreciate you, Jay, because like you just said, a lot of people, it's not that they don't want to tell you. They don't know. And we're glad that you know and you did the business and you still here to, able to tell us how to do it, man. So thank you.
Amar says fair exchange is no robbery. That's right. But I love music. I genuinely love music, and I genuinely love great artists. Ladybug Creation says, as a desiring songwriter, just writer, how do I protect my work before seeking potential artists or producers that may be interested in it? That's a great question, Ladybug. So what you do is this. You have to make sure that your songs are already copyrighted. And so once your songs are copyrighted, nobody can just come and take your song. Now, if they do, you're gonna have a lawsuit and you're gonna win. Then he says it's a great thing to help other people when you're in the same business and you can do that. That's a circle that comes back. Exactly. John Beckman says that is correct. If you don't help others and you were helped, then you do not give back to life. That's right. Hey, good afternoon or good evening, Karen Massey. 323-743, who's calling?
Ricky Jones.
Hey, Ricky, how you doing?
Hey, brother, I just want to thank you for all the knowledge that you've given me. You've helped me a lot. So people really don't know how much you really do give. I really do appreciate that, man. And I just want everybody to know, too, I have a song out called Tone I'm Pushing, and I have an Indiegogo campaign that's going on now. You can Zelle me, too, as well, 323-667-4771, Ricky Jones, 323-667-4771. I appreciate you for playing my song, Jay. I'll see you soon in Sacramento.
Absolutely. You're in Hawaii. You're in Ohio. Karen Massey's in Ohio. Man, you're listening from Ohio. You're up late. It's 10:30. Ladybug Creations, if you would email me, JAYKING, the number 62 at gmail.com, jking62@gmail.com, your information, I will call you and make sure that we're connected and I get you some information. And I have a book that I wrote on publishing that I'll send to you. So send me your information, your phone number and all that stuff, and I'll make sure that we send you out one of the books I wrote on publishing. I only have a handful of them left, so I can't. I'd have to do them, but I do have one or two around, so I want to make sure I get them to you. All right, any other questions? Anybody want to say anything? Ricky, I don't know why Ricky listened to Kings in the Morning. I don't know why he came on this show making all that goddamn noise. He know he get cussed out on Kings in the Morning. What I want to do is this, you guys. I'm gonna play you guys a couple of songs. Mike, we can be over here, but I want to play these guys. I'm gonna play you guys a couple of records that I think you should know, and I think you should get. All right, these
right
are
on.
Records right now that you guys can get right now. These are independent artists. And I'm thinking about creating a show, you guys, where I can play independent artists and just talk about music with a panel of people. It's been great listening to you and all the listeners out there. They deserve to have all the great information and music You're the one to give it to them, Jay. I will continue to listen and look forward to speaking with you. I look forward to speaking with you as well, Vinny. Let me, Vinny, I'm going to play a song for you. Before you leave, Vinny, I want you to listen to this song because I really think this song is great. And if he don't promote this song, he should kick himself in the ass.
If you want to support him, go to Indiegogo and search for Ricky Jones. No, I wouldn't do this sound, Vinny. This is his. If it's not my sound, this is his sound. Hey, Dreas Brown. Hey, Chris Powell. That's Ricky Jones. It's called Tone. This is Lucky Witherspoon. It's called Irreplaceable. I got a J. King coming up for you next. The J. King single that's coming out, the video I just did on Saturday, coming up next.
What does the place of dreams? Nothing and no flying can do the things you do. I can't speak for the same thing. Nothing at all. Get like the others. No food at all. Just patience and conversations. You can feel me. Even if you're crazy, I've got space for you. You I can say you are what you are. Yeah, baby, what takes place for you? What takes place for you? Nothing, nobody. What takes the place for you? What takes the place for you? Really?
Yeah, I'm on my solo project.
History, nothing to break the fear. That's what you are.
Thank you, Cliff.
Don't feel the dream.
Check out my solo record coming up next.
Not the sensitivity. That's so really it to me. Take the seat with you. It's my turn.
I'm going to tell you guys a story about that record. Me and DOA did that record 2 years ago. And 2 years ago, they said that it don't work for R&B radio. That is too jazzy. And they wouldn't. And so for 2 years, DOA and I have been sitting on this album called Soulful Bossa Nova and this record, All Your Love. And we resubmitted the record. And they said, yeah, it works. This record can be on radio. It can be on R&B radio. A lot of it, I think, had to do with the fact that this kid, October London, came out, and he is straight up Marvin Gaye. And obviously, I borrowed from Marvin, and I think he opened the door. I think Leave the Door Open kind of started the door opening. But when October London came through, he opened the door even wider. And so now, you know, I got to let the Club Nouveau record do what it's going to do. So the Club Nouveau record has to move out the way for me. In other words, I have to let it move up the charts before I release this record. So I'm not going to release the record. I just did the video. This record won't release until May or June, but that's when Club Nouveau will be further enough up the charts that I can move it. So that's what's going to happen with that record. And we're going to see what happens there. And as that record is doing what it's doing, the second Club Nouveau record will come out. And me and DOA will start on that one as well. So Reggie Calloway was right the other night. You done got all soft and romantic. Well, Reggie's talking about some other shit that I used to be kind of crazy. But I love music. Playing music, different artists, and there are great songs out here. This is Bill Levy. He'll be with us on March 23rd. It's going to be a cool show. It's going to be a great time.
Darker night soon be gone. Morning light will bring the dawn. When your night's as bright as day, you will know you're on your way. Turn around, you will find endless beauty of your mind. Plant the seed and watch it grow. Now is the time to let your troubles go.
Let it go, let it go.
Pass away,
let it wash away,
climb my faith mountain walls. Without your love, my death. All the clever words of truth don't mean a thing if I ain't got you. I need you here, hope you see. Dream that you be here with me. Hope to find I need you. Show me the way to let my church go. Let it wash away. Let it wash away. Let it wash away. Now the time to make things right. Don't give up, keep up the fight. You be safe all through. You wake up to the morning light. Turn around and you will see what it feels like to breathe, breathe, breathe. Let it wash away from you.
A lot of great music out here, Vinny. But we got to do better at searching for different artists. Hey, Latoya Williams, how you doing? So Joe Levy, Lucky Witherspoon, myself, and this guy coming up, you will see us live March 23rd in Sacramento. If you haven't got your ticket, go to eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com, and type in Sack Pack, or you can type in Jay King or Sean Rafer, Lucky Witherspoon, Joe Levy, any of us, and it'll come up, and you'll hear us doing these songs. I'm going to end the night with this song. This is my man, Sean Rafer. And I'm telling you, if our records got so big, the Club Nouveau records, if they got so big that we became the headliners of our tours, the guy that I would take on tour with me is Sean Rafer, because I don't think anybody's more dedicated to making music great and his music great than Sean Rafer. I don't know anybody more dedicated to that process. And for that, that's the way that I would reward him, if I say, Sean, come out here, we're going to break your music. This is Sean Rafer, Man with the Horn. This is called All Systems Go. You going to make it out here? Make All Systems Go. Hey, Lil Ro. Thank you.
I may be on high numbers. So I'm gonna play music until 8 o'clock. So at 7:52 I'm gonna play 8 more minutes of music, y'all. Like I can't end at 7:52. So I'm gonna play music until 8 o'clock. This is from the Soulful Bossa Nova album. I'll be performing this live on March 23rd. This is called Baby, Let's Dance Tonight.
Take your time, baby. I'm like wine, baby. I'll get to you, but it just might take a while. Hold on tight, baby. Hold on tight, it's gonna be alright. It's the night, baby. I'm gonna take your heart and open up your mind. You know I want you, baby. I want you next to me. I'd like to have you, baby. You know I want you, baby. Right here next to me. I'd like to have you. I'd like to have you. You know I want you, baby. The mood is right, baby. The mood is right, and it's time to get real. It's tonight, baby. I'm gonna dress you up and melt you down to the bone. It's hot, baby. It's getting hot, and I think this thing about the bottom. We don't find, baby. It's burning. So I want you, baby. I want you next to me. I got to have you, baby. You know I want you, baby. I love you next to me. I got to have you. I got to have you, baby. I want you. Baby, let's stay tonight. You know I want you, baby.
Mr. Richie Group. Thank you, thank you. You know I want you, baby. I want you next to me. I got to have you, baby. You know I want you, baby. But it's next to me. I got to have you. Come on, you know I want you. How about you guys? It's a bad song of the night. Sean Rafer. In the moment, we're going to have a great show March 23rd. You're going to hear some great music. Sean Rafer, Lucky Witherspoon, Joe Levy, and your boy,
they can. This is what we're going to night-night on, y'all.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sean. Andre forgot sleep talk playing in her chair. That's cool, right? Hey, Christy Graham. Christy, are we going to see you on March 23rd? Cheryl, I started back at Mayweather. And Elk Grove, you can join us. 6 o'clock in the AM. Brendan is training us. Back to Brendan again. Don Rayford, go get his album, y'all. Man with a Horn. Don Rayford, R-A-I-F-O-R-D, S-H-A-W-N. Don Rayford, Man with a Horn. No, Wednesday. He'll be there Wednesday. Won't be there tomorrow. Are you coming to the show March 23rd, Sean? Yes. Sean, S-H-A-W-E-N-R-A-I-F-O-R-D. Sean Rayford, Man with a Horn. He trains at Mayweather Gym, and he trains at Mayweather Gym in Elk Grove. And Sean Rayford, oh, Sean Rayford is in the building. That's Sean Rayford, y'all. Hey, Sean, you see people love your music. Sean Rayford, Man with the Horn. Good night, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And now let me tell you guys, if you want to hear this show, go to iHeartRadio and download the iHeart, or go to your app store, download the iHeartRadio app, and then search for the J King Show. Download the iHeartRadio app, search for the J King Show, and you can hear it there. Or you can go to KBLA Talk Radio on, you can download that app and you can hear me on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, I'm on iHeartRadio too. So if you guys can listen to all my old shows, I do a lot of different shows, a lot of different things. So you can download the iHeartRadio app, search for the J King Show, and you can hear all my past shows, and you'll hear this show when Mike pulls it up. All right? Puts it up. Mike, are we good? Let me see, Mike. Let me see if you can Mike hear me. No, Yeah, I'm here.
Mike,
I'm
still
good.
Okay. We good now? Mike, you
yeah,
have
you can
music
get
playing.
Rid of me.
That's why I disconnected it. I was wondering why was I hearing
okay.
some music. Yeah. It was fucking up.
Okay, I get it.
Mike, are you coming to see us on March 23rd?
I'm going to be out of town. But I would love to. Although I'll be in Oregon.
How's your daughter doing?
She's doing really well. Yeah, she's about to graduate. So proud of her.
Wow. We just sold 3 tickets while we were on. So that maybe somebody heard about the show while we were live and they bought tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a fun venue, too. McClellan, right?
Yeah. It's going to be outside under the stars. I'm hoping that by that time all this cool air will be out the way and it'll be nice and warm. It'll be just right and breezy. It'll be sexy for
that
day.
Oh, it's an outdoor venue?
Yeah, under the stars. It's going to be beautiful.
Where?
But you know what's cool about it? I'm going to tell you what's cool. So let me show you guys. So this was... Kwame is designing my T-shirt for Soulful Bossa Nova. I love it, but I want it to be more colorful. So that's it. I want it to be more colorful, though. I want it to be more bright, and you know the colors to be, you know.
Yeah. Vibrant.
Like the vibrant, yeah. So I love what he's doing. I love what he's doing. All right, you guys. It's 8 o'clock. You know, 8:30, I'm in the bed. I got to get ready. But let me tell you guys, you're going to get T-shirts, a T-shirt from me, a T-shirt from the show, a Sack Pack T-shirt from me. You're going to get a booklet, a lyric booklet with my songs, bio, and stuff like that. You'll get a photo, an 8x10, and music. You'll get a CD. I know Sean Rayford is going to give a CD. I don't know what else he'll do, but Sean is going to do something, maybe a poster or something. I know that everybody is giving you music, so it'll be worth more than the $100 you paid. The VIP will. So, and that's why if you got a VIP ticket, then if you haven't given your shirt size, don't get mad if you don't have the right shirt size, because your crazy ass ain't giving your shirt size like you should. So make sure you give your shirt size, so we can make sure that you get something that's proper. And you know, anyway, it's gonna be fun. A lot of us who are on Kings in the Morning who talk. I know Yusuf Kente is going to be there. Professor Keone is going to be there. Don't tell me, Phyllis. They're going to send you an email. You got to tell them. Don't tell me. If you bought a VIP ticket, if you didn't buy a VIP ticket, you're going to be able to buy merchandise there, and then you'll see how much you would have saved if you bought a VIP ticket. And there's only 100 of them. And I don't know how many are left, but I know that's very few. So you'll get an email. If you got a VIP ticket, you'll get an email. You must have just got it. You'll get the Tiny Tim size shirt if you don't get your size. All right. All right, you guys. I'm